I'm good like that. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start with our student council presentation. Ms. Brielle.
Well, we meet again. So this is kind of what's been going on recently, again. So starting off, the water crisis. That was last week. It happened, but honestly, the administration handled it really well. I gotta give props. It was smart to not use snow days and just go virtual instead, because it'd be better to use the snow days for when it's dangerous to be on the roads than just to use them in the school. Also, I think it's funny, it's kind of ironic, that the last time, or at least one of the last times we were virtual, it was because we had too much water. And this time, it's because we didn't have enough. But in all seriousness, it was pretty well, and I'm happy, and we're all kind of happy to be back in the building. And it's Holiday Spirit Week at school, so we've got a couple of fun little spirit days going on, and different activities going on every day. Like, I know tomorrow student council is doing hot cocoa in the lobby, and we're going to be playing the movie Elf for the student body, so that's going to be great. And we have a pep rally on Friday, but there's like the list of the different spirit days that we've got going on. And then the upcoming events, winter break, it starts this weekend, kind of. Next week we have off, and then we're off until, what is it, the 2nd? Yes. And then the end of the 5 weeks is this Friday, so... Yeah, I gotta remember to get my stuff.
And
that's all for me this time. So thank you.
Okay. I just have a couple of comments. I will go on the back of Annan over there to say that the administration, the staff, all the staff in the building did an amazing job in regards to the water situation. We all felt the pain. Mrs. Norton especially here, I'm sure. And everyone that was in the village, just kudos to everyone that worked together to get the kids quickly into a remote situation and then back into school. Seemed to work out as best that it possibly could. Winter break is coming up. I want to wish all the student staff, everyone, a nice break. I hope everyone gets some time to relax and regroup and take some time and enjoy family and whatnot. Into the Woods, if you were able to join the drama club on that production, that was amazing. It was all student-driven, is what I'm to understand. Is that right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was great. So everyone did an amazing job with that. Winter break, enjoy the holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you back in January. Board members, anyone else have any comments? Yes, Mr. Pratt.
Thank Mr. Strong for having our safety days up there for our kids, for our snowplow safety.
Oh, yes.
And we're setting up a parade, hopefully Wednesday, for Mrs. Trevelyan, naming our trucks for their students up there again this year.
I heard all about the names.
We'll be good for Wednesday. I'll get enough trucks.
Okay.
Drivers, we'll be there. One way or the other.
Okay.
I got the county on back up in case the village can't make it. So the county's going to help us out if they have to. Okay. So
thank you. The kids
we'll
really do
the
like
kids
that.
Kids always enjoy
they
it.
They love that. My grandsons were talking about it for
the Washington
like
County safety guys that give the class that they were one of the best schools they've had this year for kids knowing what went on last year at the classes, they're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to hear. Yep.
Nice.
Thank
you,
Mrs. Strong,
Mr.
Mrs. Trevelyan. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. Anyone else?
I had a wonderful time at that training. It was
Well, one and done is the only thing I can say. So that's
Marilyn, are you being facetious?
I had sat with Lori and she explained a lot of what they already talked about. So
lunch was a good deal.
That was the best part.
Usually they try to do, but
it's hard to make that riveting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for going.
Yeah.
company transfers. They won't allow somebody else's to transfer to something else if you take one for another position somewhere
else.
Oh,
yeah.
You'd be like, oh, well, I took it at both school board. They're like, oh, no, it's not good enough. You still got to take
it. Not the same. Well, we're glad you made it through. Any other comments? Okay, superintendent comments.
Yeah, Ann, and thank you again for your presentation this evening. We're certainly all looking forward to the holiday recess. I'm sure after last week being at best a little tumultuous, it'll be good for everybody to kind of be able to go home and refresh a little bit, and you know, we look forward to coming back in 2025. Athletics are up and running. We've got great participation on each of our teams. We're extremely excited about the number of student athletes that we've got performing and participating in each of the programs this year. We've got some girls basketball happening down in the gym tonight, which is always exciting to see our facilities being used. I just want to echo the points that have been made in reference to the water. A big thank you goes out to our administrative staff and our teachers for pivoting so quickly. You know, I called people just to give them a heads up on Sunday evening, and you know, Monday we kind of got our act together, and by Tuesday our teachers were all providing remote instruction. So, you know, thank you for that. It wasn't easy, and certainly a big thank you goes out to the village as well as the county and state agencies that participated in helping get the water back on as quickly as they did. Some of the preliminary conversations that I had didn't sound promising, that we would have been back in session at all for a period of time, and I'm thrilled that we've got our students back here in school in front of us. We are in process of looking at some potential alternatives in the event that we have water system issues in the future. About different ways that we might be able to get water here on campus that we'd be able to utilize minimally for the ability to flush, which is the most difficult thing for us to not be able to do when school is open. We can handle the potable water issues with our water coolers that we do have, but being able to utilize the restroom facilities is extremely important. So we are working with engineers. We are having conversations with the water department in reference to a couple of different ways that we might be able to service both buildings in the event that this happens again. we're not going to be able to get these things in place quickly, but we are working on some solutions, hopefully, that we'll be able to use now and into the future. That's what I have at this point. Kendra, anything you'd like to share from the Office of Special Ed?
All quiet on the home front, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Fantastic. Adriana, elementary school.
So I would like to thank the PTA. They had the family dance. Last year they did it in March, but this year they did one for December. It was a great turnout, so it was a lot of fun. We have our band concert on Wednesday, so that will be really nice for our 5th and 6th graders. And our snowplow parade, which will hopefully be on Wednesday as well. And then Friday we have our character assembly and then also our sing-along. And we are participating in the same Spirit Week as high school, so the kids are really enjoying that. Mrs. Chandler in my building has been working with the Skidmore Music Department. And they have donated to us two flutes, two trumpets, and a baritone. So she picked those up last week. And after the new year, she'll be getting a bass clarinet and a tuba, which are two instruments our band has never had. So some exciting stuff.
That's
and
great.
Then there's also three instruments that will be going to the high school in addition to the other ones. So kudos to her for doing all that work and picking those up last week. Great thing for us.
Great.
That's all I have.
Great news. Thank you. Yeah. Ethan.
So last week was unfortunate week. No water, no school, which canceled our band concert. We did move the band concert to the beginning of next year. Luckily, there was no quote-unquote Christmas music being played, but more of like winter music, so it'll transition fine to January. It also canceled a middle school dance as well. That will also get pushed probably now till February. We need to get out of the way of basketball. So both of those events are going to be pushed till after Christmas. The students know. Today, Mr. Chandler and Mrs. Clark, there's a tradition in Whitehall where our choirs go and they sing at a few senior citizen homes in Whitehall, Granville, around the area. They did that today. That's very much
nice.
A great opportunity for our kids to get out and do some civic duties, which was great. This is Spirit Week, which means the kids are have kind of something special every day that they do. There's always a dress-up that they compete with. And then during lunch, there's activities every day. And then we have our pep rally for winter sports on Friday. And just to give you an update, we are still currently looking for a Spanish teacher. Right now, Jessica Moore, who is our old valedictorian, is substituting inside of that classroom. All of the lesson plans right now are being written by Sarah Ramirez, and she is taking her prep, and they are meeting after school as well to make sure that instruction is being delivered. On top of that, myself, Mrs. Lindbergh, Mrs. Gagne, also go, and Mrs. Roselle kind of take watch of the class as well to help with behavior management and things like that. I've put an all call out to BOCES, SUNY Adirondack, SUNY Potsdam, Castleton, and all the principals. We are looking for anyone that habla español for our middle school students. That's it.
I will say Zachary says he's learning a lot from Jess.
Yes, it's going very, very well. Yes.
Okay. Treasurer.
All right. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve of the treasurer's report and ancillary reports as listed.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Borden, I think, had it.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
CSC, CPSC minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes from the six dates that are listed.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Board of Education minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of the 18 November meeting.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a few appointments to rescind that we completed in November. The purpose of rescinding these appointments is Grant and Kevin are going to switch positions. Varsity and assistant varsity, and Lee Gosline will be a volunteer coach. So we need to rescind their original appointments.
Do we have a motion to rescind the originals?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt and then Dr. Newell,
yeah,
I believe. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. We have a series of appointments. Does anyone have concern with taking these as a group?
Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to recommend Samantha Sims to the position of clerk. She had previously been appointed clerk until she took her exam and was reachable, which she has done. I'd also like to recommend Amanda Batiste to the position of substitute teacher aide bus aide, Samantha Ward to substitute teacher aide bus aide, and the following individuals to coach the following sports: Kevin Gibo, varsity wrestling head coach; Grant Gibo, assistant varsity wrestling coach; Ashley Godfrey, unpaid volunteer modified girls basketball; Neil Molinaro, 5'6", intramural boys basketball; and Lee Goslin, unpaid volunteer, 5'6", intramural.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Borden, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one resignation, Shaylin Dewey, from the position of middle school Spanish teacher, and that was effective November 15, 2024.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle and
okay.
Then Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We we have had the annual request for approval of building use from our Girl Scouts troop to run the cookie rally on January 4th, 2025.
Do we have a motion to approve that request?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second? Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have in your packets the contract between Whitehall Central and Durham Transportation to provide transportation to some of our students requiring additional transportation support from December 2nd, 2024 through June 26, 2025.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Me? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
I think I might have fallen asleep.
That's okay. Okay.
We do have the public access to records policy. We've done our two reads over the past two Board of Education meetings this evening. I'm asking if the board approve that records access policy.
Do we have a motion? Mr. Lachapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Mowat. Sorry. I saw his hand up. Dr. Mills, sorry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. I've shared with you and you received in your packets the advocacy priorities for this upcoming legislative session that have been proposed by the 31 superintendents in the region. So with that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those legislative priorities.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second? Dr. Newell, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Do we have any comments from the public?
Yes.
Mrs. Denny.
I was very happy in October when Mr. Dudley was giving an update on the drainage issue that the school had, the sewer issue, and the structural damage in the pool area that needed to be. We've heard nothing else since. I've been waiting from, there's supposed to be an engineer study, the whole thing, and I think those are really top priorities.
You're right. We just spoke about that in our audit and finance meeting, and everything is with the architects and the engineers that are ready to. We're waiting for their reports.
So
but it is being worked on, yes.
Okay, and what is the long-term thoughts on that? Like, when are things going to start? When is it going to be proposed to the public?
We can't. We won't have that. We won't have a guess on that, Lynn, until we hear back from the engineers.
We talk to them regularly, pushing them along, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done in each of those areas. So they've had that in their lap since the October meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we hear something and have something to be able to report by the January meeting. I don't know that there will be, that we're going to be ready to make recommendations at that point, but at least hopefully we'll have some information that we'll be able to share.
It's just that we're hearing nothing, so that's why,
Yeah.
Thank you for, at least giving us some information that's
absolutely
being done.
It is being worked on. Any other comments? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve? We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Mowat, do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Who was the second?
Mr. Pratt, I guess.
Of course.